The Yayladag refugee camp near Turkey's border with Syria is housed in the ruins of a former tobacco factory. There are around 3,500 refugees living here. More families are arriving by the day. Its occupants fled in terror, leaving their homes and the land where they belong. They are part of a wave of Syrians escaping the government crackdown on pro-democracy protests, the latest refugees of the Arab Spring. The 20th of June is UN World Refugee Day. The thousands of people uprooted by the uprising and conflict across the Arab world make this year especially poignant, says Måns Nyberg of the United Nations Refugee Agency, the UNHCR.
It's basically the last desperate move you make when you don't have any other option. When your home is burning, you have soldiers attacking your town. You just have to leave.
A sandstorm is brewing at the Shusha refugee camp on Tunisia's border with Libya. Hundreds of thousands of refugees have passed through here since the Libyan conflict began in February, mainly expatriate workers from Africa. Violence in the camp between different nationalities has escalated in recent weeks. Scores of refugees were killed when parts of the camp were set on fire. Shishai Tesfai is an Eritrean refugee.
10 days before, we lost 4 our brothers. They burned on one tent. They can't escape because it is flammable. When it's burned, and it doesn't give you time. Just it burns, it destroys within 5 minutes.
For around 3,500 of the Shusha camp refugees, people from countries like Eritrea, Somalia and Sudan, there is nowhere else to go. It's too dangerous to go back to their home countries and too dangerous in Libya. Again, Eritrean refugee Shishai Tesfai.
Everybody can see the future of Libya. It's like a civil war. And Libyan people doesn't like African people. They think they are not Africa. And if I get back to Libya, just it'd be silly. It's like a crazy thing.
The UN estimates there are 7 million refugees around the world, like Shishai, who have nowhere safe to return.
The biggest problem today is so-called protracted refugee situations, where people have been living as refugees for decades, for generations, and there is no solution in sight for them.
For tens of thousands of people fleeing Libya, the promise of a new life in Europe can be bought for around $1,500, the average price of a boat passage across the Mediterranean. The majority arrive here on the Italian island of Lampedusa. Maruf is a Bangladeshi migrant worker who was living in Tripoli.
We are this government and another party. Every day we are this, no like after.
There is too much fighting all the time, he says. The government and the rebels are at war. People were dying all the time. So I came here to Italy, he says. It took 5 days on the boat. We were all very lucky. The ship smashed on the rocks when we arrived here. Several hundred refugees and migrants are thought to have drowned in the past few months escaping Libya, trying to find a better life. The UN estimates that there are 43 million uprooted people on Earth. They say the only long-term solution is an end to the conflicts that force people to flee their homes for an unknown future. Henry Ridgewell for VOA News on the Tunisia-Libya border.